Look it up in the books of the Hanbali school. And it is related from none other than Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, the defender of the Sunnah, who suffered in his very body and paid with his blood for the defense of the Sunnah for our benefit. For our benefit. And as they said, Islam was saved by two men after Rasulullah. The first one was Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardah, and the second one was Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the wording, he said, that he preferred was in the wording of the famous hadith of the blind man. Famous hadith of the blind man, Ya Muhammad, inni atawassaltu aw atawassalu bika ila rabbi liqada'i hajati. Ya rabbi, tawassaltu bi nabiyika nabiyir rahma ilayka liqada'i hajati. Allahumma shaffi'hu fiyya. And then you name your need. So for the, in the understanding of the Imam of the Sunnah, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal al-Shaybani, that is good forever, not just in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whoever tells you otherwise, he is also deviating from the truth and is not to be followed. Because we are an ummah of mercy and barakah, and the whole name of the understanding of this deen is the understanding of what benefits us here and hereafter, not what cuts us off from benefit and advancement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlighten our hearts with the light of understanding. May He dispel the darkness of delusion and of wrong understanding, misunderstanding and deviation. May He keep us in the company of the Sadiqeen, because He has ordered us to stay with the Sadiqeen, and He does not order us something impossible or something far-fetched, but He orders us something that is eminently within our sphere and something which saves and that is available for everyone, because everyone in the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ of mercy is supposed to be saved. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire us to follow His orders in the best way possible and to stay with what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam called my way and the way of my rightly guided successors after me, and what the imams of the succeeding generation called the way of the people of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the jama'ah of those who follow him, man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawm al-din. And there is so much more to be said, but I already used up 1 hour, and I'm not sure how if I'm allowed to speak more, but I will perhaps reserve some more of what I was trying to say about nasiha for the time when I shall introduce, inshallah, the light of our eyes in this time, and our sheikh and our teacher from the land that the Prophet ﷺ recommended, and from the people that Rasulullah ﷺ also recommended when he said, "Tuba lisham wa li ahlihi." Tuba lisham wa li ahlihi. May Sham be blessed and be congratulated, and the people of Sham, لِأَنَّ مَلَائِكَةَ الرَّحْمَنِ خَافِضَةٌ أَجْنِحَتَهَا عَلَيْهَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. Because the angels of the Most Merciful are lowering their wings over it, over Sham and its people. And in another hadith he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَكَفَّلَ لِي, and in another wording, تَوَكَّلَ لِي بِالشَّامِ وَأَهْلِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a guarantee concerning Sham, يعني Syro-Palestine, the lands of Syria and Palestine, which include also Lebanon and Jordan today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me a guarantee concerning those lands and their people, the people in those lands. And he said, Allahumma barik lana fi shamina wa fi yamanina. 3 times he said, Sham and Yemen, but especially Sham. He said, if you cannot go to Sham, then at least go to Yemen. But I have a guarantee concerning Sham and its people. And this addition, its people, is very important, because it is not just the Sham of the past. It is not just the place, because the maqams and the tombs and graves of the Anbiya are there, and they were raised there, and they, or most of them. But no, it is for now. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْفِتَنُ أَوْ عِنْدَ الْفِتَنُ فَالْأَمْنُ فِي الشَّامِ وَالْإِيمَانُ فِي الشَّامِ. at the time of fitna, at the end of times, yani in the times that we are living in. This is what he was recommending. And this is why Abdullah ibn Unais was in Sham in the first place. And so many of the Sahaba al-Kiram went to Sham. And so when we have people from Sham coming to us, in especially here in the West, like those blessed munshideen that you heard, do not think that it is something that is a luxury or extraneous. No, this is part. This is part of following Quran and Sunnah. This is part of following and understanding Rasulullah. This is part of trying to improve our means of conveying the possibly in the language of Rasulullah, of the Quran and of the Prophet, the message of Islam, and to understand its beauty and its aesthetics and sensibility, because inside that those melodies that you have heard and those beautiful chiseled voices, there are the poems of the awliya, and there is tawheed, and there is hadith, and there is aqidah, and there is fiqh. If you analyze the lines line by line, and most of all, there is what keeps us alive and breathing. There is love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whatever connects us to that. Because if it is just do and don't, obey and do not disobey, we are not going to be able to help. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it beautiful, lovely, easy. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yassiru wa la tu'assiru, bashiru wa la tunafiru. So we have good news and bushra when we hear tala al-badru alayna and ya Rasulallah khudh biyadi. And in reality, it is the message of our isnad, our connection and our reliance on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the wasila, our means through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the implementation and application of that, the benefit of that transmission. It is not just to learn and to spell out the words of the or the names of the transmitters, but to take that light and to turn it into victory. Victory against our nafs, victory against our enemies or in dunya of hawa and shaitan, and everything that is apart from the right way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, until He takes us back to Him, free from the fitna of this dunya and clean of our mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most generous, and we turn to Him with sincerity, and we ask Him, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ اللهم توسلنا إليك وتوجهنا إليك بنبيك نبي الرحمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا رسول الله توسلنا بك إلى ربنا رب العالمين لقضاء حاجتنا اللهم شفعه فينا أن اغفر لنا ربنا ذنوبنا واغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين وارحمنا رحمة عامة يا رب العالمين وانصرنا على أنفسنا وعلى أعدائنا أعدائك أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين نصرا مؤزرا وأعزنا وأعز المسلمين تكريما لسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الرؤوف رحيم رؤوف رحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم اللهم بفقرنا إليك وبغناك عنا اغفر لنا وارحمنا وحول حالنا يا محول الحال والأحوال إلى أحسن حال حول حالنا إلى أحسن حال يا ربنا ظاهرا وباطنا يا رب العالمين اللهم وردنا وأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى دينك ردا جميلا يا رب العالمين وأصلح شأننا كله وشأن المسلمين إنك على كل شيء قدير وبالإجابة جدير اللهم وأهلنا لحق الاتباع وحق الإطاعة يا رب العالمين وحق المحبة اللهم وحتى لا نكون يا رب العالمين من المدعين ومن الكاذبين عليك وعلى رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم ولكن من الصادقين المخلصين يا رب العالمين يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين صلي على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق عناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم حق قدره ومقداره العظيم وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين وعلى أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى ذريته إلى يوم الدين وعلى ورثته العاملين واجعلنا يا رب من خدامهم المخلصين يا رب العالمين المخلصين السالكين على نهج الاستقامة يا رب العالمين كما أكرمتنا يا رب العالمين بمعرفتهم وأكرمتنا بنعمة الإسلام وشرف الإيمان وجعلنا من عبادك الشاكرين يا رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الفاتحة.